Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Shortly before her death, Corrie Ten Boom spent worship hours in our church in Fullerton. It was always my privilege to see her in our congregation, so unassuming, quiet in her own way, and uniquely worshipful. I always wrestled a bit with feelings of intimidation, having a woman of that stature and with her vast experience, sitting of all things and my teaching. On occasion, she would speak with me quietly as the service had ended. And I will never forget one time when we got on the subject of our children and during the growing up years of our little ones, she often took delight in watching them as they grew. And she said to me, knowing my love for my children and my wife, she said, "You know, Pastor Chuck," she said, "I have learned in my years that we must always hold things loosely." She said, "Because the more we love these ones, the more we tend to hold them tightly. And it will hurt when the Father pries our fingers from them and takes them from us." Now that most of my family members have grown and left the nest, I know a little bit about what she was referring to, but nothing like some of you know who have in fact lost your children or lost your mate. There is something very stressful about holding precious things loosely only to have them taken, but even more so to hold them tightly and have them removed from us. I'd like for you to think first with me about some of the things that we tend to hold too tightly. We would have to name things, possessions, all the things that would fall into the category of that which has a price tag, things we purchase, or things that have been passed down to us in our family. Some of the most priceless things in our home are the things that we have received from my wife's parents and some from even their parents and a few things from my own family legacy. These things cannot be replaced. They are invaluable, we say. Nevertheless, it is easy for us to become attached to things. I often warn people to remember that when it comes to holding on to things, it's possible that one of us could, on some occasion, God forbid, drive home from a church service or back from a wonderful retreat or back from a romantic and delightful weekend with our mate or an enjoyable time with our friends, only to come to a smoldering pile of ruins that was once our home. I made that warning several months ago, and I received a letter from a lady, of all things, who said to me, "That's exactly what happened. I returned to my home, and I pulled down the street, and to my amazement, I saw everything that we had owned now in smoldering ruins." And she said, "I realized that everything that was important to me was not burnt up in that fire. The memories, the relationships with my family and my friends, the important things in life had not been burnt up." When I talk about holding things loosely, I'm talking about things that can burn up in a fire. You can't burn up a memory. You can't burn up a relationship.
God wants you to hold everything loosely. Everything except His hand. You never know what the future will bring or take away. But whatever happens, God wants you to trust Him completely. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Abraham, the Father Who Released His Son, was copyrighted in 1990 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.